And of course, we being in the Western Cape are all massive Stormers supporters, and they are taking on the Irish Dragons at Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium tomorrow afternoon. Joining us now to chat further about this is Stormers coach John Dobson. John, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
How's it, Amy? Thanks for having me.
Are you there already in the Eastern Cape?
Yeah, we are. It's the pilot. We landed here, and the pilot took a photo with us afterwards, and he said he's still shaking. I mean, the pilot was shaking after landing us. I mean, the wind is just insane, but we're here.
Oh my goodness! And how's that likely to affect your game tomorrow, if at all?
Yeah, it's a challenge. We came to captain's practice, and the wind howled. I mean, I've never seen a wind like this in Cape Town. It will affect the game. It's howling around the stadium, but maybe it'll die off a bit overnight.
John, this is considered a home game for you guys, even though it's in Port Elizabeth or Gqeberha. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it was odd, you know, going into the airport for a home game today. But, you know, it's so nice because the cultures are so similar. The rugby traditions, the demographics, the passion for the sport are so similar to like Cape Town here. And they haven't got a professional team at the moment. So it actually feels like we're doing a good thing. And there's a tremendous vibe around it. I mean, there are lots of school kids at the captain's practice. And so maybe this is a good opportunity for us, as the Stormers, to sort of expand our empire, if that's what we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome for them. As you say, they've lost their Super Kings side and, you know, they've deprived of watching international rugby on a regular basis. So I'm sure that there must be much excitement there. And I did read an article today saying that this game could open doors for rugby in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah, look, I think if it's good for rugby, I mean, this Eastern Cape is such a, we all know, it's an old cliche, what talent that comes from this region. And if we, it's not cynically for the Stormers to harvest, but just to keep the sport alive and passionate. I mean, it feels like Cape Town in terms of the rugby passion, which is just magic, you know. So if we can help and benefit from that, it's great.
John, there was another headline in the Independent today saying that you guys are making history tomorrow with 11 players of colour starting. I mean, colour and race has not really been an issue for the Stormers at any time, but it is pretty cool to see the most ever number of players of colour starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you'd feel the same. We chose the team and went to all the reasons. This is the tactics for the Dragons, and this is why this guy's played so much. He can start, and yeah, well, we chose a team normally, and then I sort of sent the set, submitted it, and then somebody came to me later and said, "Do you realize that 11 of the 15?" And we didn't realize, which is brilliant. You know, it was what one conversation, and let's try and make history. Well, it's nothing. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really proud of it. So there's a great generation of guys that just don't see that, which is probably utopian. We still have a lot more challenges to go through, but it's great. We're very proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I've been lucky enough to see you speak to the guys behind the scenes and been involved a little bit. And it's just really is amazing because the culture within the Stormers is one of just non-race. There really isn't even an issue where you're counting numbers or even looking at it.
Yeah, I think people get confused sometimes with the diversity and inclusion. Diversity to us, maybe look, it's a photograph. You know, there's a black person or a so-called coloured person or a white person. Inclusion is where everybody just doesn't notice it and feels part of it. And that's what we're trying to get towards. And you know some of the story. I mean, Hachiva Diomani is just a whole story by itself of diversity in one body. You know, the black Jew from a Nigerian dad. It's fantastic.
And John, you know, I think personally, just having seen what I've seen in the schoolboy rugby this year, which I've become addicted to, I think that's really reflected from the bottom up now. I mean, you look at the likes of Zach Porthen and Camden Schoeman. Yeah. I mean, these rising stars and more players of colour on the field at schoolboy rugby.
Yeah, I mean, after what we've been through in the Western Cape, I mean, the talent, that's, I think, in the Western Cape is probably the highest concentration of schoolboy rugby talent in the world. I've got no doubt. And if we can administer it properly so we can bring these kids through, and that maybe not every player comes from a private school or a Model C school, and comes, and we get that through. Yeah, if this Stormers group, there's a whole team that we're not here with us now, you know, who are just talented youngsters, and they can see their franchise growing and keep this, open up this part. It could do, it goes much beyond rugby. For the society, it could be absolutely brilliant. This is the model going forward. So, yeah, I mean, the school system has bailed us out because, you know, we've had administrative issues. But if we get administered properly, which I think we're on the right track to, then really the sky's the limit for rugby in the region there.
Yeah, I get goosebumps when I hear you say that. John, I mistakenly mentioned the Dragons were from Ireland. Of course, they're not. They're from Wales. What are you expecting from the Welsh side tomorrow?
Yeah, they're tough. They're physical. I know every coach says it. Hate those cliches, execute and physicality, but these guys are really, they're from the Newport, which is quite a depressed town just outside Cardiff, and they play like, I mean, they're big and aggressive. You see, number 8, who should have been with the Welsh team, Moriarty. I'm not going to get his name wrong now, Moriarty. And they had a really big physical pack, and they gave us a hard time. We won our first game in Newport last year, and we expect to be very physical this time. They really are probably the most aggressive defending team in the competition, you know, with line speed and with their sheer strength. So we expect it to be that sort of gain line battle.
Sure. Well, I'm sure you're happy then to have your Springboks back as you continue to try and pursue another URC title.
Yeah, we left some of the big diesels in Cape Town. I don't think we could put Transmahuba. I mean, it'd be cruelty, not an animal to put him on another aeroplane, you know. We've had to go. There are a couple of guys back in Cape Town, like Damien and France and Kitsy. But for the rest, to have Salman back, you know, then Marvin, they started a test with Africa 2 weeks ago. It's brilliant. And Marnie Libbock, you know, I said to him, I mean, he's just a remarkable story as well. I said to Marnie, you can have this week, please, have this week off. Just recover. You've got lots of big games coming. No, he didn't want to miss a minute, you know. So it's great that, you know, we're in a good space, I think.
Well, all the best tomorrow, John. I wish you all the luck in the world. I'll be watching, and I hope that you guys take it against the Dragons. Thanks for joining us this Friday afternoon. That's coach for the Stormers, John Dobson, just giving us a preview of what we're in store for tomorrow.